everything is alright. Cause my own eyes can see.
Welcome back to KPFK 90.7 in Los Angeles, 98.7 in Santa Barbara. So again, we're wanting calls from folks who were involved in the civil rights movement in particular, and that number again is 818-985-5735. For folks who were just listening to the last segment with Ben Cheney, who gave out his email, we wanted to spell out the last name. It's C-H-A-N-E-Y, unlike our unelected vice president. And then finally, before we get to calls, wanted to talk about a film that's about to be, that people are working on. 2 weeks ago, we had Carolyn Goodman, who's the mother of Andrew Goodman, on, and she is raising money for a film they're doing around these, the murders. And we wanted to say if people wanted to make a donation, that they can make checks out to the Andrew Goodman Foundation. And you can mail it to Carolyn Goodman. Her address is 161 West 86th Street, 86th Street, apartment number 8A, Ochoa, in New York City, New York, 10024. And we will have that on our website, www.thestrategycenter.org. And so we are on the line with the first caller, Dexter from Santa Ana. Welcome to the show.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Okay, I just had a comment to make. It seems to me that the leaders of the past, you know, the black leaders, it's like they were more grassroots and, how should I say it? It seems the leaders today are too busy being bought out by corporations. You know, they don't tell the black community what we need to do to, you know, get organized, to, you know, get empowered economically, basically be unified.
Well, we totally agree with you. We want you to call us on 818-985-5735. I mean, there's a couple of thoughts. One is that, of course, it's not the sole thought, but many of the very, very best civil rights leaders were murdered or assassinated, right? So you have Bobby Seale is still alive, I'm sorry, but Huey Newton,
Fred Hampton, Edgar Evers.
Thank you. Keep going. Malcolm X, Martin Luther King.
And people die like Fannie Lou Hamer, etc.
So you have the one issue is that many of the people that were my mentors when I was growing up in the civil rights movement as one of the few white people working for the Congress of Racial Equality, you had seemingly an endless supply of black leaders. So one has been the assassination and the premature death. The second thing, but you're still right, has been the corporatization of the community. We go out and do, Damon, myself, Tammy Lou, Manuel Criollo, and others, we go on campuses, we talk to young students of color, and if you've listened to the show, we're very, very critical of the white students, but we're talking about now the crisis in the black community. There are more students who want to pursue an MBA, whose parents have McDonald's franchises, who are talking about upwardly mobile black life and don't want to get involved in a movement to free 2 million prisoners. So sometimes, you know, I think I have answers to a lot of things. This is a historical phenomenon that is almost defying my imagination. We don't know what to do except that at the Labor Community Strategy Center, we have a national school for strategic organizing, and we have a bus riders union, and we have magazines like our Now. We have programs. Dex, I want to ask you a question. What do you do? Are you an organizer?
Okay, currently I'm not, but I'm a former member of the Black Student Organization out of San Bernardino Valley College.
Good. And what'd you do there? We're at five. Give us some calls, 818-985-5735. Let's light the lines up and talk about civil rights and Ben Cheney. So you were an organizer. What do you do now?
Oh, currently now I'm working on a real estate license. And I'm getting into real estate, so I haven't really been into the movement as of like a couple of years.
At all?
Well, I still keep up with current events, but me, myself, I haven't really been out there.
Well, then, I'm just asking, are you in any way repeating the very problem that you're talking about? Because there's nothing wrong with getting a real estate license. But the question is, how do you get a real estate license and not stay involved?
Oh, that's true. Well, once I finance myself, you know, get financed and everything, then I can become more involved.
All right. Well, you call us at 213-387-2800 and give some money to the Strategy Center, or 818-985-5735 and give some of that real estate money over to KPFK. Our next call is Chris. Can we hear from Chris?
How you doing?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I'm on the cell phone. Sorry about that. Hello.
Talk to us.
We get you loud and clear.
Oh, good. Just listening. It's not even listening to Mr. Cheney. It's being reminded of everything that that happened during the civil rights movement. And like you said, so many people died, and it seems that today we don't honor them enough. I'm talking about revolutionary workers, African Americans. We don't honor these people enough. And I was having a conversation with my brother at one point, and I said, well, you know, these people died for your freedom. And he said, well, you know, then I'm just going to be free. and I think that we have a responsibility to do more. I don't think that the struggle is over.
I would definitely agree with you. And if your brother thinks he's free, I don't know what you would tell him.
My brother's a great, great guy. He's just young, and he's not Afrocentric or as I am. But I'm not going to take that one statement and try to say anything about him. He's a beautiful person. But that's what made me think of that. You know, we have to do more as people who are concerned with justice and freedom and equality. And I listen to it and I think about those. Cheney, Goodman, and Schwerner a lot. And, you know, it kills me, man. It really does. I can't imagine being that brave.
Well, I mean, it's really interesting because when I was doing the research and I was actually reading what actually happened, and then talking to Eric about it, it's so hard, even for me, who is trying to make the links as a modern-day civil rights organizer, But it's just really hard because it's not like, I mean, I know if I go up to the cops and I say something to them, there's repercussions of that. But for these folks who day in and day out waking up, they were in constant threat of being killed. So I think that's just a really, really difficult thing to translate that time, place, and condition back there to what's going on right now. And I think Eric is right that there's a certain amount of privilege that we have right now. And you can even see, a previous caller was saying, like, when I get this together, it's like, I think the Cheneys, the Goodmans, particularly the Cheneys, there was no other choice. And I think that's one of the things that we have to actually teach. I think that's one of the things that we have to actually teach people and use those examples. So I definitely agree with you. So I want to thank you for your call, Chris, and we're going to go to Maurice from Pasadena.
Hello?
Hello, Maurice. Welcome to the show.
How you doing? I think, personally, there's some problems with criticizing the lack of involvement in the movement, so to speak, and the lack of leadership. I think there's also a second problem. I will question where you're looking. I see all the time where you have leaders, young and old, who don't get airtime, who aren't media darlings, but they're effective leadership, effective at organizing, and yes, there is a lack of involvement, a lack of leadership, but there's by no means any void. I would question where you're looking. I mean, you know, I would say even KPFK has its media darlings, even though they're more palatable than the conservative media, but there's definitely a lot that I disagree with in some of these posted leaders. Even within KPAK, and that says nothing to speak of, like the national leaders who get you know, corporate airtime. I would just question where you're looking. You know, there's plenty of leaders that are dealing with those issues that you're speaking now that are very real, like the lack of connection, or the lack of sense of connection with that movement, the apathy, but also some of the other ones you didn't mention yet, like the drugs that were brought into our communities, police violence. There's plenty of leaders that are dealing with those issues now, and doing it without any great amount of attention.
Well, it's a good point. I think that, you know, we are not trying to in any way denigrate or talk down the number of grassroots leaders who are trying to fight. But I'll give you an example. On July 28th, the Bus Riders Union is trying to have a large demonstration on, is a Thursday, at the MTA board to try to get the new mayor, Antonio Villaraigosa, who has 4 appointments to the MTA board, to agree to $500 million, and that $500 million would buy buses for low-income people, right? We have more than 100 people coming, but we need 200 or 300 people coming. We call a lot of groups, and the turnout is not as great as we would like, but we're going to get better. Damon and I are working on a plan, for instance, like Antonio Villaraigosa, again, as the mayor, is trying to get a lot more police. He's trying to work with Chief William Bratton on that. We're against that. We have another project called the Community Rights Campaign. And we're going out to high schools to talk to young black and Latino students to say, look, is the problem that we need more police, or is the problem to decriminalize issues? We have issues right now where we have a third campaign called the Clean Air, Clean Lungs, Clean Buses campaign, where we're trying to get people out of their cars and out of gas-guzzling cars to reduce by 50% the amount of miles that they're putting on their cars and the amount of gas they're using, because it's killing people in the third world. All of those campaigns, because this show here is, I don't know if you consider us media darlings in the good or bad sense, but we're organizers. The reason it's called Voices from the Front Lines is this is a show about people trying to do things. And I will say to you, whatever group you're organizing with, when I talk to organizers today, they tell me it's rough out there. It's rough out there. It's rough. It's not to say that I'm not talking to 100 people and getting a good response, but when I call a real meeting, 1, 2, and 3 show up. And similar to what Ben Cheney was saying about the core recruiter, he met with 10 young people and said, you know, come on tomorrow and let's join the group. And when the knock on the door came, it was just James Cheney. So it's not a criticism of the people as much as it is, frankly, a sober assessment that even some of the best organizers in the country right now will tell you things are moving very, very slow. The masses are pretty depressed. They're not dying to get involved. They are obsessed with consumption, soap operas, God knows what. But it's very, very hard to get people involved, and that's what we're trying to talk about. And if you are more involved, we think that's terrific, and you should join us at 213-387-2800. If any of those projects make sense to you, give us a call. So thanks. We're going to move now to, who are we going to move to? Sue. Oh, great. At Santa Monica, and Damon, you'll take it.
Hi.
Hello. Welcome to the show, Sue.
Hi. I was thinking that partly what Eric was just saying, that I think it's a twofold problem, that people are into the consumerism and they're into the materialistic aspect of their lives and trying to make it on the one hand. Those are the well-off people. And then the poor people are so busy just trying to survive that it's very difficult for them to be involved. And so you have a very few number of people that are really dedicated on either side, either that are the privileged, well-off group or the very poor group, that are willing to put forth that extra effort that it takes to be an activist. And I think that's what the problem is. And until we can, and the thing is that people don't see the big picture. They don't see that the reason they have to work 2 or 3 jobs is because of the systematic way that the
Okay, Sue, thanks for your comment. We got to get ready for the next show, so we want to thank you for that. We would like to thank our guest, Ben Cheney, for this week. We have music from the Welfare Reports, Lauren Hill. And if you want to see, listen to previous Voices from the Frontline show, you can go to www.thestrategycenter.org. We would also like to thank our producer, Alan Minsky, production assistant, Lisa Adler, our engineer, Maggie LaPeak, and we'll see you next week. If you have a chance, get down to Temple Bar tonight to see Dawn Norfleet at 10:30. Up next is Susie Weissman with Beneath the Surface, and she will be talking to Tariq Ali. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the 4 o'clock report, Voices from the Frontline edition, heard Monday afternoons from 4 to 5 on the People's Radio Station, KPFK 90.7 FM, Los Angeles, 98.7 FM, Santa Barbara. Stay tuned here, Susie Weissman, as she speaks with Tariq Ali, calling from London. It's Beneath the Surface, coming up next.